And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday. I've asked Paul to join me, and I will tell you this. You're going to learn a lot from Paul, because Paul has lived an amazing life. He sort of did what he was told to do by people in his life that had his best interests for him. What am I getting at? Well, here's what I'm getting at. I know the end result, and we're going to get to Paul's end result eventually. But what I want to do is I want to take you all the way back to where maybe Paul was a youth. We're going to go back a couple of years, okay? And what I want to point out to you is that Paul, I think, received the exact same advice that I received when I was a youth with regards to how to be successful in life. I think that same conventional wisdom was present when he was a youth. Now, here's the thing you don't know about Paul with relation to me. Paul is my senior. He's my senior by about 12 years. So what that means is that he went through his youth about a dozen years before I went through my youth. But here's the thing that I heard, and I heard it constantly from my parents. I heard it from my aunts. I heard it from my uncles. I heard it from well-intentioned teachers and guidance counselors. And here's what they told me. They said, Al, if you want to be successful, what you've got to do is you've got to go to school and you've got to get good grades. And then with those good grades, you've got to get into a college and you've got to get more good grades so that when you get out of college, you can get a great job that pays you all kinds of money. And then maybe you'll find some way to invest some of that money. And that at a certain point, maybe in your 60s, possibly your 70s, you'll retire and everything will be glorious. So there was a problem with that philosophy. So here's what I want to do. I want to bring Paul onto the show. And I'm going to ask him that question. As a matter of fact, let's do that right now. Paul, welcome to the show. How are you today, by the way?
Good morning, Al. I'm just waking up, but man, it's a beautiful day in California, and I'm ready to give you all I got.
Oh yeah, you're like 2 hours behind me, aren't you?
Yes.
I'm glad you woke up before your appointed time to spend some of your retired time with the audience and I, because we're going to get a lot of great information out of you. You good with that?
I am good with it, Al.
Okay. So did you hear my opening monologue?
Yes. I heard that it just assumed going up on the East Coast that you were going to go to school, but I guess I didn't hear the part about the good grades part, Al.
you missed that?
But I found myself in first year of college playing basketball, and it was my dream growing up as a kid. But I thought, why am I in school? Why are all my classes so boring? So I decided to drop out after a year and a half, and find myself, because I thought, this doesn't seem right. So does that make any sense to you, Al?
Man, that makes total sense. It tells me that at a certain point, the dream failed you too, but It just occurred to you sooner than it occurred to me, because I actually did all that stuff and I got to a point where I actually physically retired from the United States Army and I failed at it. So, I mean, I did that when I was age 50. So I'm glad that you found out like in your late teens or early 20s that mumbo jumbo about, get good grades, go to college, yada, yada, yada. I'm glad you found out that maybe that wasn't the right formula for you. So here's the question I've got for you, Paul. You left college.
Sir.
What did you do?
Well, first, I sowed my wild oats for a few years, and which I've heard that's not a bad thing to do. Some people do it while they're in college.
Yeah, that was me.
And I ran into a neighbor who had his own liquor store. And I thought, you know what? I don't want a liquor store, but he's got his own business. I go, that's what I want. I want my own business. It almost didn't matter what it was. It turned out to be the appliance repair business. But just having my own business, and that was, you know, the holy grail. So I did that for the next, I don't know, 35 years after I worked for someone to start with. But so that's what I did. I love what I did. It was great. And there's some satisfaction because people are happy to see you. And when you fix their problem and you go, you get a pat on the back. And I thought, you know, I like this. And so apparently I did. So I did it for the next, you know, what did I say, 35 years.
So when you're self-employed, I mean, can you give yourself a 401k?
Apparently you can. I never did. I think I bought a couple Microsoft stocks and that lost money. So I thought, you know what? I'm not going to do that either. So I actually bought a couple of single-family houses along the way remotely. I bought some in Arizona, and it was sort of like a hobby, though, you know, like, you know, buying coins or something. So I didn't know what I was doing, but it got me started. So what I did, I had up to four in Arizona, and then I did a really dumb thing. I sold them all and bought a beach house in Emerald Isle, North Carolina, and it was a lot of fun, but wasn't profitable. I was going backwards about $1,000 a month, but it was a great experience, and we did get some money on the back end. 10 years later, it went up in value.
Now let me clarify for the audience. When you bought that first asset, as a matter of fact, when you bought some of those first assets, you were not a member of Lifestyles Unlimited at the time. Is that a correct statement?
That's correct. That would have been, let's see, 1984, 1985.
Okay. So you didn't have the benefit of Lifestyles Unlimited teaching you how to buy, rehab, operate, do all the things that we do with single-family properties. That's a fair statement, correct?
No, it was pretty wild back then. There was, you know, a few guys on the radio, and you got some basic, you know, Reader's Digest information, but it's pretty dangerous. But I like to say we got started. We made that first step, bought an assumable loan in Arizona, and it was easy peasy, and it was, you know, starting to work off. But back then, the goal was to break even, which is not a great goal, because if you're short, that means you're minus. So, but it got me started.
So you were dealing with situations where you had negative cash flow?
Yes, sir. Negative cash flow and, you know, break even at best. And then, you know, we got up to, actually got up to 10 single family homes, and I knew I needed some more information. There was something I was missing. You can only get so much off the internet. You need to get started. But I found Lifestyles on the radio. And at first, I have to admit, I didn't like it because he was telling me things that I was doing wrong. But I muscled through it, listened a little bit more, and decided, you know what? I think I need to get into multifamily. And that's what the Lifestyles offered, and the training to run the single families that I already had.
So you made a decision to buy multifamily. Where did the money come from? Did you liquidate some of those single family properties?
I had, at that time, I think I had, let's say, $150,000 ready to invest. And then after I invested that, I started selling those single-family houses off one by one as they came up for renewal, and I would sell one. And these were cheap houses when we bought them in Ohio. They were $75,000, $80,000 in 2012, 2018, 19. They were $100,000 something. So I had $50,000 to $100,000 to invest. So I started doing that systematically. So now we have five left in Ohio, and I'm not sure, Al. I was trying to put this together, and somehow the money would just show up. I did a check in the mail for a refi. Oh, I'll use that. So since I started so late, I reinvested everything I got from real estate back in. So I wanted to try and do it in, you know, 2 to 5 years.
How old were you when you made this transition?
Let's see. You mean 2017?
Yeah.
Well, let's do the math here. 2017 minus 19.
Are you using a calculator?
65.
You're so using a calculator. I love it.
I am.
Okay, so the point I want to make is that at the age of 65, you got serious about your retirement problem, did you not?
Right. Well, I was just back up. So at 60, I thought that's when I started buying the single-family homes, the 10. So I had to give up my wife's favorite beach house. But I said, hey, honey, if we're going to retire any kind of style, we need to sell the beach house, buy some single-family homes, and live off some of that. So that, so really 2012, I was 60. And so that, for the next 5 years, we got to what, that was our goal, to have, you know, 10 single-family homes, paying for each other. But then, you know, part B, that wasn't going to be enough either. With inflation and things doubling every, you know, 20 years. And that's when I previously said, looked into the next step, which was multifamily.
So how's the multifamily investments been? I mean, how many do you currently have in your portfolio?
Let's see. I wrote this down. We're currently in 18. And so I actually went through and we bought, let's see, in 2018, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 2019, 1. 2021, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 2022, 1, 2, 3. And then the next year, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we've just steadily been buying, nothing, you know, outrageous. But as money would come in and I put everything back in, so somehow we got it up to 18. And, you know, in my business, I never really made more than about $95,000 a year. So not a high roller, but if you budget your money and you save, you come up with that first chunk. That first chunk, and you just keep rolling over that chunk of money. So, and I think I told you earlier, this is the first time I've ever had money in the bank when I was working in my business. You know, it was fun and I enjoyed it. Very satisfying. Never had money in the bank. If something happened with the car or the kids needed something, I just had to work more, and I go out and earn it, pay for it. But they say to have 6 months worth of income in the bank. Never had it, never came close until now. Now I have money sitting there, and something happened, I have the money, it's no sweat. I even had an account from my wife, that I stole this from someone else, because she is really not, you know, money motivated. She's put it this way. I buy more clothes than she does. So I started this account and I see this account and I got it up to 20,000. I go, honey, this is your account. If you want to, you know, blow it on the grandkids, I really don't care. You don't have to run it by me. It's your money. And so that was kind of a big deal. That was sort of my goal. And so of course she hasn't spent a dime of it, but it's there if she wants it.
Here's what I've heard so far, Paul. You don't have a problem with time because all your time is yours again. You don't have a problem with money because you have more money in retirement than you had when you were working as a self-employed guy. And you've got a great family life with your wife. So, I mean, sounds like you're a blessed guy. What do you think?
Wow. I never heard it put that way. But, you know, sometimes I take stuff for granted. So you're right. It's all good. So now we're starting to turn our arrows outside of ourselves. So I'm looking to help my mother-in-law, the grandkids. They're going to be getting ready to go to college. You know, do I help them go to college? Or I actually thought of I would give them money to start their own business.
What I think is so cool is you're right now formulating what you can do to help somebody else that you love. This is an amazing result that comes from being a Lifestyles Unlimited member. When we come back from the break, more with Paul. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I am joined by Paul, and together we're working on your financial freedom. And we're doing so by getting inside of Paul's mind, because Paul is a guy that had a retirement problem. He recognized he had a problem. He discovered real estate. He bought some real estate, but he didn't get quite the results that he would have gotten had he discovered Lifestyles Unlimited along the way. So he did get some okay results, and he was able to start investing some of his hard-earned money into real estate assets, and he knew in the back of his mind that he was onto something. In 2017, he runs across Lifestyles Unlimited, and he joins, and he uses the information to change the trajectory of his life. Now, Paul, if I recall correctly, I think you told me in the last segment that you guys currently own 18 different multifamily apartment communities. I think the number used to be 21. So three of those have actually sold, have they not?
That's right. Out of the 21, three sold. So we're down to 18. And actually, we'll be in another one at the end of next month. So we're continually buying and selling.
So do these assets produce cash flow for you?
Yes, they do. That's one of my favorite things to do, is to see how much they're paying each month. And it's basically, it's about half of our income. You know, half is that, and the other half is Cheryl's pension, my Social Security. And so my goal actually was to replace my Social Security just for the heck of it. You hear rumors that it's not going to last. I thought, you know what, just for fun, I basically replaced our working income. I don't have to work. But I thought, just for fun, let's replace Social Security and just give it back to whatever they want to do with it. So that's my next goal.
Is it safe to say that the income you're making now is more income that you made as a self-employed guy?
You know, when getting ready for the show, I went back, and it's true, because I was paying myself about $7,000 a month in our appliance repair business, and Cheryl was making, I don't know, $30,000. And so we actually made more by not working because of the tax advantages. Because when, you know, when you're making 100 and some, you're really only getting about 85. So we're actually making more by not working. And it's been going up pretty much each year. I'll preface that by last year, not so much, but every year before that, and already this year we're trending back up.
Do you still have the appliance repair business?
I announced my retirement in 2019. And it seems like COVID happened right after that. We were traveling, came back home. And I thought, well, you know, since I can't go to Hawaii, I'll do a couple of calls. People are calling me. And so, Al, I've been doing that for 5 years. But to put it in perspective, I used to do 85 to 100 service calls a month as a basically one man or husband and wife business. And last year, I just counted, I did 17 calls for the whole year, because somebody calls me on my cell phone and I'm in town, I'll take care of them. But I finally closed my business account, so I'm officially retired. Finally,
man, I think that's pretty cool. You turned a business that you were using to, you know, fund your lifestyle into a hobby. Did you know that you did that? You totally made it a hobby.
That is, you know what? I never thought of it that way. I thought bocce ball was the hobby, but you know, my hobby pays money, so I'll take it.
So how do these people get a hold of you? Do you still have your old phone number and they just like are calling you?
I kept, there was a way to keep my business line cheaply. It's like $8 a month. I thought, yeah, I'll keep it just in case people want to get a hold of me. You know, after 35 years, you become friends with some of your customers. And when I say I'm retired on my recording, they just sort of ignore that and leave a message. And there was a secret, you know, secret thing.
They're just not having it. I love it.
And then no, Paul's lying. He's probably sitting at home, you know, watching NCIS. So I'll leave a message. And it's true. If I'm in town and it's something that I can do, but, you know, eventually you get out of time. Like some of the things have changed already in 5 years. So I'll get out of the tech support and all that. But you're right. It's a way for me to connect. I charge way less than I should, but people will—they'll wait for you if you do good service. But I may have to take some what's the things and what did you say earlier?
Yeah, therapy, therapy.
But
yeah,
I need therapy. That was what I was looking for. Therapy.
Okay.
I can't say no. So you know what? I'll put my wife on the phone and she'll tell him no. He's not coming out. So that's what I'll do next.
So do you like helping other people?
I do. Apparently, I do. I get satisfaction out of it, and I'm not thinking about myself and my problem. And apparently, I do. I did it for 35 years. So that's kind of what I like about LU. I wasn't expecting that at all. I was just trying to have a great retirement. But you are helping out the community. And a lot of times, we're a small percentage owner of these multifamilies. Or even the single family, you're taking a beat up old house, making it nice, and like I talked to the county appraiser, we're giving a renter a nice house and the possibility they may buy that house in 5 to 7 years at a good rate, and so it's sort of a win-win. So I'm still helping people in a different way.
Why did you decide to become an ambassador for Lifestyles Unlimited?
I'm not sure. I think I'm naturally a quiet person. I like to stand in the background. So it was a way for me to get engaged because it forces me to go up and shake everybody's hand when I meet them at a meeting. And so it's sort of a way of jump-starting meeting people because the way networking is the key to building your list of leads. And so that got me started. So every meeting, I'll shake somebody's hand and go from there. I learned how to connect with people just by opening your mouth and saying, hey, where are you from? And that works well for me. And sometimes it doesn't go anywhere, but most of the time, you make a connection. So that's what I've done.
So, Paul, how much time do you put into it? Because, you know, I think the people in the audience are thinking, wow, you just got, you know, labeled with this ambassador job, that's got to be like, you know, 20, 30, 40 hours a week to do that. What, do you spend that kind of time being an ambassador?
No, not even close. So I make a few phone calls to, you know, find a place to meet. And occasionally I'll get a new member what will call and maybe once or twice a month and might go have a cup of coffee. We might just talk on the phone, but it's very little time. It's a big name for just being an investor. We just set the meetings up, basically. And a little bit of a liaison between members and Lifestyles, I like to call it headquarters. If they have a problem or an issue and they don't know how to address it. But basically, we just direct them back to, you know, LU. We're not mentors. We give advice, but we can sort of shoot them in the right direction.
Let me change gears on you. And let me ask you if you're into doing goal setting. Is that something you do?
All the time. It's I got to have a goal. I got to have something to shoot for.
Why is it so important to you?
You know, I learned at an early age. Plus, I kind of get myself in trouble if I don't have a target. Back to my early days, half a year and a half of college. So if I have a goal, I woke up this morning, I thought, you know, my goal is to finish strong. I don't want to just sit on a rocking chair and all that. So my goal is to keep going as far as I can and be, you know, relevant. And so I'm going to do what I do as long as I can until I can't. And so if I watch the Wizard by 90s, I'll be that guy and at the meeting, 9 years old, buying another house or investing in another investment. And also to give back to, you know, my family and my friends. I got granddaughters, I got grandsons that could use some of that money for colleges or starting their own business.
Yeah, that takes me right back to the whole concept of you like to help other people. And I think that is a beautiful skill set to have. I don't even know if it's, is that a skill set you think you can learn, or is that something that's just more natural? What do you think?
I think it's more natural. Part of it is my personality. I don't like to be in the spotlight, but I love helping people get to the spotlight. And I'm not sure where that came from. Maybe my mother, she's very quiet. She was basically on her own at, I think, 10 years old. Both her parents died. So she was a strong woman, but she's very, had a quiet way about her. And I learned that from her. And I'm not sure, Al, really, never really thought about it. It's just very natural.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. I think it's a natural trait. I think people can learn it. I think you can study it. You can embrace it. But I think it's easier if it's a natural thing. And what I'm getting at is you're in the right place for your personality, because, you know, as a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member, I'm not an ambassador. I mean, people might say, well, you're on the radio, so you're kind of like an ambassador. Nah, I'm more of an educator than anything else. But at the end of the day, I rely on the ambassadors that are a part of our organization, because you guys actually do a lot of things in the background that make my experience all that more pleasant and all that more better. So on behalf of the Lifestyles Unlimited community, I want to thank you on behalf of the ambassador community within Lifestyles Unlimited. Thank you very much for everything that you and your fellow ambassadors do for the organization, because you do make a difference. It is noticed, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. You know, I just found out there's 58 ambassadors throughout the United States, and we're all just trying to do what we can to help the next newest member, you know, to the next step. So, yeah, we appreciate that, Al.
Hey, what are you going to be doing May 7th through the 10th? Do you happen to have those dates, like, crossed off on your calendar by any chance?
I do. I have them on my Google calendar. I'm going to be flying from Las Vegas to Dallas, and it's the funnest trip we do all year. And I think it's, what, 3 days now of expo? And I've heard rumors this could be the last big expo, and that we're going to be having smaller ones throughout the year instead of just the one big one. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
What causes you to want to go to expo? I mean, isn't it like the same thing every year?
It's no, it's not. It's different every year. And, you know, the economy is different. And if I understand it, this could be the beginning of another run. It seems like we bottom out with the interest rates are not going to go much higher. They could go lower. And some of the deals are starting to come around, sort of like 2009, 10, 11. And so you do have to bring your A game. You can't be sloppy like we were the last, I don't know, 14 years of the uprun. So it's an exciting time, and the expo is usually right on point. There's a keynote speaker, Joe, is going to be giving what his thoughts. He's got, what, 35 years of experience of the ups and downs. So, yeah, if you have any money together, now's the time to put that to use. In my belief.
Yeah, and what they really need to do is they need to become members of Lifestyles Unlimited and get the education, because the education's where it all started for you, right? I mean, it's where it started for me.
I learned more on the Lifestyles education than I did my year and a half of college, because it is really thorough. I mean, I had to really put my head together, and it took me, I don't know, 2 or 3 months of, a couple hours each day until I got it down. And I still go back through it every year. I'll go back through one section that I somehow missed. But it's continual. If you, for one, it keeps your mind sharp. You should always be learning. But the real estate business is always evolving. So, yeah, if you like real estate and you like to make money, lifestyle is definitely the way to go. Sorry, that sounded like a commercial, but it's true.
Well, I think you're on point. As a matter of fact, let me add to your commercial, because Dell gave me a promo code that we can make available to the audience. It'll take $100 off of any package that they want to sign up for. And all they have to do to get that $100 discount is to text the word EXPO, E-X-P-O, to 88007. So, and they can just get their phones out right now, go right to whatever their texting software is, put 88007 into the delivery address, type the word EXPO in, click press, and they will get the savings, and they can do what they want with it. I think that's pretty cool that Dell's doing that. What do you think?
I think that's awesome. I find you really don't appreciate what's offered until you actually do it. Like when I first heard that, I thought, well, you know, it's just another gimmick. But it's really, there. I think LU is losing money by doing that. But once you see what you can attain, then it's worth the going to the next step. So it's sort of an easy way to get people to at least take a look at it.
Yeah, and there's tons of different options depending on what they want to accomplish. There's the multifamily bus tour. The 2-day version's already sold out, but the 1-day version is still available. Some of the packages for the main expo event are currently sold out, but there are still packages available. So the big thing is we just got to tell the audience, come on down, be a part of what we're doing. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, click on the word expo, and it's going to give you a breakdown of everything regarding the expo. It's all the information you need in one place. So, Paul, this is going to be, I think you told me when we did Dell's show, this is going to be your 8th expo?
I think that's right, yeah, since 2018 or 2017. So, yeah, at least 8.
And you're just as pumped up to go to this one as any of the other 7 that you attended.
I am. It really is, because you make friends along the way, and you talk to them on the phone or your Zoom meeting, but it's nice to see people in person at least once a year. So, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it.
What's the one thing you want to accomplish at Expo?
One thing. Well, try not to say anything stupid. That's my goal every year.
Well, good luck with that, Paul. Good luck with that. Hey, we're at the end of the show, and I'll tell you what, I learned a lot from Paul. I know you did too. And for those of you that want to be at the expo, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the expo button, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.